commercial development can we cram into this small stretch of state highway without having real and dire consequences on the human, wildlife, and natural elements who already exist there? We request your community leadership and ongoing application of the regulations for the benefit of the entire region and not just for the current development request in this truly unique area of Taney County. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else signed up to speak on this one? Hearing none, the applicant want to come back up?
So the only thing I would add is that we're not asking, I mean, the use would continue to be single families. I mean, there will be limits. If approved for nightly rentals, there would be limits to how many occupants could be in the home. We don't, the parking would be limited to the driveway. We're not anticipating additional street lighting or anything that's needed. And there are parts of Blue Green and Bass Pro that are within Oakmont that have been approved for nightly rentals. So we don't believe we would be doing anything to make the situation any worse for any of the neighbors.
There appears to be two pictures of two homes here. Were they going to build another one? Is that what they were going to do?
No. It would be the existing structure, that house.
That's what you, if it exists, which the layout is completely different by the way they called out rooms and such than the other.
Okay.
That's it, just curious. That's, see, there's another one right there.
Oh, okay.
Cody, I guess I'm still, I just don't see how someone can come before based on the zoning regulations to do a nightly rental in R1. I just thought it was very specific that there could be no NR1. So is it going to commercial to try to get around that? I mean, there's that chart that says what can be done. In that, it addresses that. It says you can convert it to commercial.
You could go. I mean, you have the ability if it meets according to the board's, you know, thought process going through all the requirements that it meets. You have that a bit, especially when it's C1, not C2. So it's, you know, it's smaller in scale. It's meant to kind of encompass the neighborhood and facilitate the neighborhood is what a C1 is used for.
Yeah.
And then when you get that use, you can come back for a conditional use for nightly rental.
So that they have to come back for?
Yes. For you're not giving them that ability, nor will the commission. It's just for the rezone to the C1. Then they'd have to reapply.
But if they ever sold the property after it became C1,
it goes
any
away.
Of those list of things could happen. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes. Any of these are allowed, but permitted uses. Well, the C's aren't, but the P's are. Daycare,
I mean,
library,
hospital,
postal.
Cemetery. Yeah. Sir, you've already spoken. You've already had your chance. The public hearing portion's over. Yeah. My personal opinion is if we even consider something like this, we'll have 50 applicants here the next meeting trying to undo what was done with a very concerted effort over the past few years to.
Yeah, it's kind of unique. So if the property was existing C1, you couldn't use a residential property as permitted use, is I think where you're going with this. But since that home is already there, it would still not, you wouldn't consider it non-conforming. So that's how it's kind of sliding in there this way. If this was just a blank piece of ground and it was C1, they could not build a residential property on there.
To me, that makes it worse. But auto lube store.
I see it as a blank piece of property. I see it as a piece of residential property.
Yeah. Do we have any more questions for the applicant, or are we ready? You know, we do need to make a motion in the affirmative or to approve so that we can vote it up or down. And I've got a detailed motion that I've got to read, but are we far enough along to where we feel comfortable going down that route, or do we want
Do we have to do the motion in favor of it?
To vote it up or down.
Okay, I didn't know we had to do that on the zoning. I thought it was something when we were making the decision. Okay.
I so move. Make a motion that we approve.
Okay.
Second. I'll second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Let me go ahead and read the specific motion.
Can we have a moment of discussion, Mr.
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
Everyone knows I have to get my 2 cents worth in. And we all know that the vast majority of homeowners in this county don't want a nightly rental in their subdivision. And that's why we took nightly rentals out of the R1. And this is just simply an attempt to subvert that. And if this succeeds, then everybody in R1 that wanted a nightly rental that thought they couldn't have one is going to be down here and want to change their zoning.
I would agree.
And I vehemently oppose any of this.
Any other discussion? Are we ready to move on with the vote? Let me, so the motion to recommend approval of application RZ025-019 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Lauren and Akshat Tandon for the parcels located at 138 Fifth Avenue, Ridgedale, Missouri, parcel number 19-5.0-15-002-004-002.000 to be rezoned from R1 zoning district to C1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. So the vote is, all those in favor of approving this motion, raise your hand and say aye. All those opposed, raise your hand and say nay.
Nay.
Did you guys get the vote for that? Okay, the application recommendation will be denial. It'll be forwarded on to the Taney County Commission. So you guys have to come Monday, September 15th at 9 a.m., okay? Thank you.
I'd just like to explain what we did. We have to vote. We have to try to get it approved by a motion to approve. That way we can vote it down. Seems not crazy.
He didn't think I'd know we'd like to be in that energy. I got it this door.
All right, thank you. Y'all can head out if you're part of this case. Now we're going to move to our second rezone, 2025-020.
Okay, case number RZ2025-020, Kathy and Martha Stewart. Subject property is 360 Lazy Acres Road, Pro Tem, Missouri. Big Creek Township, Section 9, Township 21, Range 17. The request, Kathy and Martha are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the zoning request of one parcel, 24-2.0-09-000-000-006.010, located at 360 Lazy Acres Road. The existing property is A1 Agricultural District. The rezone request is for C2 General Commercial. According to the assessor, it's a 20-acre parcel. Utilities for the property are septic for wastewater and well, private well, for water. Property to the north is agricultural, 34 acres. Property to the south is 20 acres of agricultural. To the east is 9 acres agricultural, and to the west is 44 acres agricultural. So you guys probably know this area better than me, but let me get you where we're at. took a good drive to get out here. So here's Kirbyville, so you have to come all the way up to your Forsyth and back around 125, and it's all the way down here in the corner. Off 125 is Lazy Acres Road. As you can see, it's A1. And we do not have a site plan for what the activity will be. I was hoping you guys could ask a little more questions on that. And with that, I'll have the applicant come up.
Okay, we were proposing for...
Ma'am, could we get your name, please?
Kathy Stewart.
Okay,
Kathy.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
This is 20 acres, and we're proposing in long term for a building there to have shops and a restaurant and some children activities like arcades, things like that in there. And it's big enough where the parking can be on the inside. No, it wouldn't block any street access. And that's our long term. Short term, we're wanting to do like Spring Fest, farmers markets, things like that. So that's our proposal for that property. I'm sorry.
Feasibility study, but it's seeing how much here.
No, not yet.
Thank you. Stand up.
Any other questions for the applicant?
What do you mean? I don't know. The
additional cars you think will be on?
Oh, I'm not sure because there's two resorts down that way, so I don't know. There's already traffic on that road.
So where does that show up?
The
resorts?
Mm-hmm.
Way down.
Are you
going?
Oh, they're on the Arkansas side.
Oh, they're in Arkansas? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
It was a drive down there.
Yeah. There he is.
Took up most of my Friday.
So if I may, with this, I mean, knowing the size of Pro Tem and what is there, the one store, mm-hmm. What type of, I mean, visitor impact, revenue, when we start talking about taxes, we mentioned the roads, the amount of people coming in. I mean, have you done any sort of study at all on any of this?
Haven't got that far yet. No.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we see who's in the audience that's okay. Signed to speak, and then you can come back up and address it after that. Does that work? Can everyone raise their hand that signed up to speak for or against this? Ma'am, you want to start first, or do you have an order you want to go in, or?
You can go ahead.
You can go.
Okay.
My name is Bobby Landry. I live right across the road, 397 Lazy Acres Road, okay? This is strictly a agricultural zone, and I have no reason to doubt the lady or everything else that the business might thrive, but I have concerns about the parking, okay, and the sewage runoff, and just overhaul the placement of the property. That's my major concern, okay? And the road is a chip and seal road, and if you have major traffic on it, you're going to have a problem there. And that's about it. That's all I have to say about it. But that's my concern, so.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it. Next. You want to go ahead, ma'am?
Well, I hadn't planned on talking, but Marshall Fisher. I live at the end of Lazy Acre Road. We're pretty much a little community. We have fundraisers. So when the sign first came up, Future Home of Abundant Living, I reached out, emailed, said, is it going to be shops, stores?